You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, Julie McCrossan, welcome to the program. Lovely to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. I think it's about 13 and a half hours before I'm married.
13 and a half hours. Not that you're counting or anything.
Not that I'm counting, yeah.
That's right. Because, as Malcolm Turnbull says, that he's trotting off this afternoon to have this signed into law, and then midnight, well, what do you think? Are you going to sit up for it?
Well, look, Melissa Gibson and I, you know, we've been together for nearly 22 years, and we're both driving to a little bit of land we have near Dubbo in a little town called Wellington today. And I reckon we'll be staying up with the kangaroos and a few brown snakes and celebrating at midnight. You know, it's a deeply, deeply joyous thing. And can I say the biggest joy was that we were immediately contacted by our two adult children, Luke and Amelia, who are incredibly moved as well. You know, this is very much a family thing. You understand that,
yeah,
Wendy?
Of course. Of course. And you were married with to Melissa in New York City in 2014.
That's right. I mean, I've been a long-term gay advocate, you know, yeah. Even before 78 I was out on the streets with lots of other people. And I have to say, as a young lesbian woman in the 60s and 70s, I could never have dreamt we could get marriage equality. I would never have dreamed we could be fully equal before the law. So this is for people of my generation, a very profound experience. But I'd always promised myself I would wait until Australia would offer me marriage. I was talking about this back in the 90s at the Sydney Institute, arguing for equality before the law like a little legal nerd that I am. But I thought, no, I'll wait. And even when, you know, we had the right-wing Catholic unions strangling the Labor Party, and then we had another Catholic as Prime Minister, we just seemed to be haunted by religious resistance. I thought, no, I'll wait. But then in 2013, I got stage 4 cancer. And I was having chemotherapy at the Kinghorn Cancer Centre just near St Vincent's Hospital in the middle of 2013. And Melissa was there with me and literally hooked up to the drip. And it hit me suddenly, my God, I may not live long enough. It's taking too long. And I said, if I get through this, let's go to Manhattan. And, I'm just so thrilled I got through it, and we hurled over to Manhattan. The kids came with us, a very small group of close friends. And honestly, Wendy, to be in that, it's called the Office of the City Clerk, and you pull a number. It's a bit like going to Medicare to make your claim. And and you can imagine New York. It's a miscellany of people. You've got Jewish people, atheist people, straight people, gay people. It's a full spread of society. And for the first time in my life, I realized I was just like everybody else. And it was, I was shocked how deeply moved I was because, you know, I've been a very lucky person. I've had a great life in Australia, and I feel I've had a merit-based life. My open homosexuality has not held me back in life. But I suddenly realized I'd never really felt equal. And it was fantastic. Mm.
And you came back to Sydney and you had your union blessed at your local church. Tell us about that.
Well, thanks for mentioning that, because, you don't want to break the joy of now. You know, the wonderful image on the Sydney Morning Herald cover this morning of Linda Burney swung up in the air by, I think, the wonderful Queenslander Warren Entsch. And to see that cross-party, like even George Brandis admitted to a friendly drink with Senator Wong this morning on ABC Radio, you know, and to see them singing that marvellous song, We Are Australia, which we now have to accept. We Are Australian is the new national anthem. We've never known the words to the other one. it's a time of joy. But the reality is, as a Christian woman, I was very distressed by the great majority of Christian voices that opposed civil marriage. That was what was so confronting. They were always free and are still free to do what they wish in their places of worship. But to have so many speak out against this was deeply hurtful to me. As a girl who spent most of her school years in Christian schools. I've been on the board of a Christian school, and I'm now an elder, God help me, of the South Sydney Uniting Church. However, we gathered in our congregation in late 2014 for a blessing, and it was standing room only in that church. My family and many friends, and I can tell you, as you know, I have a comedy background, most of those people hadn't been in a church for a very long time. And many people took communion for the first time in 20 or 30 years because they were so amazed to see a welcoming environment. Because in the Uniting Church Gay and Lesbian, people can be ordained, but the church has not yet decided whether it will allow marriage. So there's still work to be done.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think that you will have some kind of a recommitment ceremony then, perhaps?
Look, I'll have to talk to Melissa about that. I feel, to be honest with you, that because we've had this joyous thing in New York and then we had this wonderful event at the church, I feel married. To be honest with you, I feel married now. But tonight is I have a law degree. I have a legal background, and the law matters. Equality before the law is the core democratic principle. And tonight at midnight, just before I become a pumpkin, it will be the first time I've been equal on Australian law. So I don't think I'll need more than grabbing a kangaroo with Melissa tonight.
Oh, right. Well,
to the young people listening to this who are in Muslim families, in Orthodox Jewish families, in evangelical or Sydney Anglican or Catholic Christian families, and who fear rejection, don't worry. I was once a young girl with no hope and much shame and despair, and the world has changed. And the time when we will be fully equal and welcomed into our faith communities will come. I know it may take a while, but it will come. That, 60% plus of the Australian population have said, we welcome you into the Australian family. And the hard hearts of the religious people will remember that God is love and our time will come.
Beautiful words. Thank you, Julie. And I'm going to say it anyway. Congratulations to you and Melissa and all the family. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk. Bye. All the best. Bye.
Thank you.
You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.